Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is April 6, 2023. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. Aurora partners Joom to simplify cross-border trade with Europe. Estonia-based Aurora has partnered with Hong Kong-based Joom Logistics to improve the efficiency of cross-border trade with Europe. Tandem Bank acquires Loop. Tandem Bank, a UK-based challenger bank, has acquired Loop, a socially conscious money-sharing app, in an attempt to build a greener digital bank. Finance Guru raises 13 million euros. Germany-based fintech Finance Guru has raised 13 million euros in a financing round. CardX adds MasterCard Click to Pay to its online payment form. Surcharging compliance platform CardX, a Stax company, has partnered MasterCard to add Click to Pay on Lightbox, its online payment form, to expand the product's reach. PwnPay rolls out consumer app, PinCode, with ONDC. India-based fintech PwnPay has launched the shopping app PinCode, built on the Center's Open Network for Digital Commerce, ONDC, platform. Charge After partners with Tabit to expand lender network in Canada. US-based BNPL platform Charge After has increased its network of lenders through a partnership with Canada-based B2B BNPL provider Tabit. Kyriba and US Bank augment real-time payments for businesses. US-based cloud-based finance solutions provider Kyriba has announced it works together with US Bank facilitated real-time payments and reporting for businesses. AMLYZE and Scalyt partner to augment financial crime prevention. Lithuania-based RegTech AMLYZE has integrated its AML tool with Scalyt's core banking platform, CBP, to augment financial crime prevention. TransUnion reports global increase in digital fraud attempts. Global information and insights company TransUnion has reported an 18% increase in digital fraud attempts in Hong Kong and 80% globally from pre-pandemic levels. BNP Paribas and Worldline to reduce SEPA direct debit fraud. France-based international banking group BNP Paribas has chosen Worldline to combat fraud in SEPA direct debit transactions. Cybercrime website Genesis Market taken down by police. A multinational law enforcement team led by the FBI and Dutch National Police has taken down the cybercrime hub Genesis Market. Dialex partners Identify for identity verification. Lithuania-based RegTech Identify has partnered with PPC tracking and real-time marketing analytics software Dialex to improve security with identity verification. Udemeco acquires Conpal to improve confidential data protection. Germany-based Udemeco has acquired IT security solutions provider Conpal to improve confidential data protection through encryption. EBA Day 2023, agenda now live. EBA Day, the annual event for payments and transaction banking executives, will return on 20th to 21st of June 2023 at IFEMA in Madrid, Spain. Soft Space raises largest Series B by a Malaysian startup. Malaysian SoftPos player SoftSpace has completed a $31.5 million Series B1 funding to expand its global footprint and widen its customer base. FinFit and Salary Finance US merge. FinFit is merging with Salary Finance US, a fintech focused on salary-linked savings and loans for employees, creating a workplace financial platform serving over 10 million US workers. Financial terms were not disclosed. BNP Paribas selects Worldline to reduce IBAN fraud in SEPA direct debits. BNP Paribas Cash Management has selected Worldline, Euronext, WLN, a global leader in payment services, to reduce fraud in SEPA direct debit transactions. Ralph Lauren now accepts crypto payments at Miami Design District store. BitPay is excited to announce Ralph Lauren, the brand that defines modern luxury and timeless style, accepts cryptocurrency payments at its new store in the Miami Design District. Cardstream delivers white label PayFac as a service offering. Cardstream Group, which operates Europe's fastest growing independent white label payment gateway, has announced the arrival of its significant new white label PayFac as a service to the market. CoreChain debuts direct-to-customer payments automation product. CoreChain Technologies, the first embedded B2B payments network built on distributed ledger technology, today announced the launch of its direct-to-customer payments automation product, CoreChain Pay. Acuvo closes $10 million investment round. Acuvo, a technology organization specializing in collections and credit risk, has announced a new round of funding. Finastra's Swiss Service Bureau connects with Anapaya Network. Anapaya, a Swiss networking technology provider, today announced its partnership with Finastra, a global provider of financial software applications and marketplaces, to provide Swiss banks with access to the secure Swiss Finance Network, SSFN. Revolut launches crypto collections. Revolut, the global financial super app with more than 28 million customers worldwide, is taking another step forward toward its mission of bringing customers the best financial products and services to manage their money. Welcome to Bloomberg GPT, a large-scale language model built for finance. Market data giant Bloomberg is set to capitalize on the craze for all things AI by building a 50 billion parameter large language model for finance, dubbed Bloomberg GPT. Clausmatch forges first Middle East partnership with Vari Consultancy. Clausmatch, a technology company developing solutions for regulatory compliance, is pleased to announce it has signed an agreement with Vari Consultancy, an independent management consulting boutique specializing in strategy, risk and governance advisory. Scalit links core banking platform to Amlyze Financial Crime Kit. AMLYZE, a fast-developing reg tech startup that helps fintechs, banks, crypto businesses and other regulated entities fight financial crime and avoid painful regulatory fines, and Scalit, an international fintech offering a next-generation core banking platform, CBP, have established a new partnership. Fintech Unit Plus receives new funding. Germany-based Fintech Unit Plus, which is active in financial investments, has announced receiving financing. Anapaya partners with Finastra. Anapaya, a Switzerland-based networking technology provider, has partnered with Finastra to provide Swiss banks with access to the secure Swiss Finance Network, SSFN. Agicap cooperates with Fintech Banksware. Agicap and Banksware have announced partnering for liquidity planning and immediate financing for SMEs. Cardstream Group to launch white label PayFac as a service. UK-based white label payment gateway Cardstream Group has announced the arrival of its new white label PayFac as a service to the market. Singapore to help banks investigate potential crypto clients. Singapore authorities have revealed their intentions to investigate service providers from the digital asset sector looking to open a bank account.
This concludes our current edition of the BayPay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on baypayforum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.